they've got for their money, talk about the possibilities for the future, say how much I'd like their book. It was the right answer. And they moved on to, if we offered you the job, what sort of money would you expect? He hadn't really thought about authors paying towards their book being published, although he later found out that it is quite common even among the most famous and well-respected publishing houses. At Asphodel Books, however, authors didn't usually pay a contribution towards the publishing costs. They paid all of the costs and left the company a contribution towards their profits. And for most people, it was a lot of money. 100 copies would have been a liberal average for sales. There were some successes, but there were also a few authors who would sell less than 10 copies. Quite how Mr. Garbo would react to poor sales of his book, Mark could not begin to guess. The old man had picked up his heavy-looking bag and was following him into the dark corridor. This is our managing director, Mr. Jolly's office. Mark opened the door, but stood so as not to let Mr. Garbo enter. As I say, he's not in, but I'm sure he would love to meet you before going any further. He shut the door on the dusty and smelly room. It looked nice, with dark wood panelling and heavy old furniture. But there was an ineradicable smell of urine that did not often impress authors. The company...